So Fan went this way. Instead of heading north or south on the main coastal tollway, she veered westward onto the olden roads, thoroughfares that once meandered through farmland and forests and that linked antique-style settlements that the charter villages are modeled after and you can really only see in movies now. Communities where people strolled with shaggy dogs and children licked ice cream cones and where the benches were occupied by the contented elderly or smooching lovers, and trains came and went all day, shuttling people back and forth to their jobs. But what Fan encountered that sodden evening was nothing like that. It was, and is, a landscape of bushy weeds grown so thick and high, their hollows are often used as rooms by wanderers and thieves. Weeds are the trees because in most of the inhabited sections, the trees have been cut down. And in the warmer months, the punky reek of their pollen overdoses the breezeless air. It seems nearly impossible to breathe. The derelict houses that anchored the streets have long been bulldozed and carted away. The once paved streets devolved to a more elemental state, the asphalt ground down to drifts of blackened dust. The more passable streets are pocked by calf-deep potholes and waves of buckles from the serial deluges and freezes and droughts, and because of their poor condition, the truckers and charters move about exclusively on the secured fenced tollways that few county drivers can afford, and are often banned from anyhow, for justified reasons of their slower, much older vehicles that are breaking down constantly, hoods up and steaming. So county's drivers travel fitfully on the leftover roadways, swerving and mincing along, and one of these, maneuvering in the blinding gray chaos of that early evening's downpour, squarely struck Fan. She was knocked into a ditch half filled with rainwater, her temple striking a partly buried chunk of curb. She would have cried out from the pain running from the top of her thigh bone to the point of her hip, but the blow to her head was a thunderclap, and all she could do was numbly move her fingers. The car, an old VW electro diesel, kept on for 20 meters before stopping. It reversed and the passenger window rolled down halfway, and a woman's scratchy voice pronounced, "It's no deer." "A dog?" a man asked. "Looks like a little girl."